are at 7 after the hour. Another discussion item or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 on Tuesday, the 5th of February. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn here in this hour, day before her birthday. She's never been kissed. Ladies and gentlemen, you're
never
to stand in line to kiss this lovely...
Don't push lady. And shove each other, by the way.
No, right, exactly. No frogs or trogs allowed, as it were. So the way that we try to figure out what's going on in the news here, things that are of import that will make for interesting conversation, not only for you but others around, and you can always help yourself to an available phone line at 888-302-3684. You can email me, Doug, or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. You sent me late in the day yesterday an email from somebody, and I remember looking at it and figuring, okay, I'll let her handle that. But I don't know.
Uh-oh. That creates a problem for both of us. Are you talking about our friend Norma who was having, she couldn't figure out about the show that was airing?
Oh, in El Paso. Yeah,
yes.
I think, right. I don't know what the heck was going on with that because she sent us questions about, it's very interesting how closely people listen to what is going on, and that's a compliment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes am moderately critical of people who are critical back after hearing only about half of what you say. I guess that's, you know, the time of day relative to that and your attention span, excuse me, your interest level and things. So what I'm saying is a lot of people don't really understand or hear or get what it is you're trying to say. And with that in mind, I take some of the things that come from people with a grain of salt. But, you know, as I said, import is important because you want to hear what people, what you think, what they think you're saying, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, but there was some confusion or question about something that neither of us had actually said yesterday, and so we wondered...
It was a mystery.
Where it all came
but
from.
But you know what's
Hello,
funny?
What radio program are you listening to?
When there is a mystery, this crack staff of yours, Dougie, we get
yes.
it together. We figure it out at some point.
Right. I'll figure it all out. So... speaking of that, one of the things that hasn't gotten a lot of attention but ought to get attention is what we are all paying for gasoline now. There is a spike in gas prices going on again.
That's for sure.
Diesel fuel has never gone down over the winter. Appears that we have a warming trend settling in, and it could be that January is the coldest month of the winter. And thus, being into February, we look ahead, if you place any credence at all in the groundhog, the winter season, the worst of winter is behind us, maybe one more shot of cold air. But normally, within the next 4 to 6 weeks, you see a gradual warming trend, and that means people are using less fuel. Diesel is the same as home heating oil. Cost of natural gas going up a little bit, but nothing serious. So, again... the question about why the company that blew up in Mexico, it wasn't a refinery, I don't think. It was just
Pemex.
Yeah, but it was the offices.
It was a corporate office building,
right.
Yes.
So people say, well, the reason the price of gas is going up is because of the explosion in Mexico. Huh? Well,
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
But there's always a good excuse for those prices. Yeah. No one ever wants to just acknowledge, cha-ching.
All right, so let's listen to a discussion a talk radio host had with Rose White, who's from the AAA, about the spike that we are going through.
I'm still waiting for the AAA notification emails or phone calls or texts or something when gas is going to go up to tell us, to, hey, go fill up now. Is there any way you can work something like that out?
Oh, I wish we could, but unfortunately, this industry is so unpredictable, and such is the case this month. Who would have guessed that we had seen increases take place as drastic as we did, with prices rising 30, 35, 40 cents a gallon? This isn't just a local problem. It is something occurring across the country right now, and it is being driven by crude oil prices. If we look back to December, crude oil prices at that time were about $85 a barrel. This month, they're trading at $98 a barrel. And typically with every $1 increase we see in crude oil prices, it often means that we're paying anywhere from 2 to 4 cents more per dollar increase at the pumps. And so that formula certainly holds true. But everybody wants to know what's driving the higher crude oil prices. I mean, we're hearing about increased oil production in North Dakota and an abundance of crude supply in Cushing, Oklahoma, where basically we receive our supply in the Midwest. Well, what has occurred is the Mid-Atlantic states have discovered that they could rail in crude supplies from Oklahoma and from North Dakota to the eastern states, therefore bypassing the much more higher price crude that they're receiving from the European countries. And so because of that wide disparity in prices, it was even cheaper to ship it in by rail, and so that's exactly what they started doing, which unfortunately drove up the prices that we're paying here in the Midwest.
All right. So the number here is 888-302-3684 for a conversation about this. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, this might be a good Facebook question as well, Jennifer, if you think so. I leave that discretion up to you. The question, how much are you paying for gasoline right now? Under $3? Where the heck is that?
I know. Let's move.
Yeah. Between $3 and $3.50. Well, I saw prices. Let me think. Where was I last week? Where the heck was I last week? It's the week before, but...
Were you in Phoenix?
Yeah. I was in Phoenix last week.
Phoenix gas prices aren't terrible, and neither are Las Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was like $3.13 a gallon, and that was 30, 40 cents less than I had paid in Massachusetts the day before. And I noticed as I drove from Massachusetts down to Texas, as soon as you got into Tennessee and Arkansas, it was much less money for gasoline. So anyway, our choices here in the quiz or the question of the poll, how much are you paying? $3 under that between $3 and $3.50, between $3.50 and $4, over $4. I don't know. Good luck to you if you don't know. Here in Los Angeles or in Southern California, I saw something that was $3.84. Did I see a $3.84? Is it that
if
high?
If you did, that's pretty good.
Is it? It was higher than that.
The gas station by my house that I usually go to because it's the cheapest within my little radius.
Yeah.
Was originally $4, almost $4 even. Maybe a little over, maybe 4.02, because with your Ralph's Club card, you can put it in and save 10 cents a gallon. So I ended up paying $3.92, I think.
Well, doesn't Vons have a deal with Chevron, too, didn't I? I remember seeing that somewhere.
They might. The one that I happen to go to is Shell on my really nearby, and they take
Shell
Ralph.
I find Shell to be one of the most expensive brands.
In my neighborhood, it's the cheapest. There's a 76 that's ridiculous.
Generally speaking, Shell and Mobil is always the most expensive, and how they get away with it. Why is it that people are that foolish to support what is now, with the devaluation of Apple, ExxonMobil is the most valuable corporation in the world, making profits last quarter, I think it was $14 billion or $16 billion in one quarter. Not that you don't want them to make money, because you do, but it's just this gouging that goes on, and people fall for it. They're always 2 to 3 to 4 cents a gallon more, even if they're like almost across the street or down the street. Why do you do that? Well, they don't like to buy from Chevron because it comes from Venezuela. But Sunoco is produced all by American. And by the way, more of the oil. You don't have Sunoco here?
No. I don't think we do in California.
No, you don't. I don't know about 76, where that comes from. It'd be interesting to find out.
Unical. But one thing I did take away from that fine show host that we just listened to, that is an excellent idea. If AAA would get into that business of saying, here's what today's gas prices are, and they sent you a text message or something to your phone, how cool would that be?
It would be very cool.
It would give you extra value, because how many people use their AAA service? Not very many.
Yep.
I like
that's
it.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you, Jennifer.
Marketing, please.
Yes. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com had to do with what your favorite part of the Super Bowl was. And 35% said, I'm just glad it was over, and now we can get ready for baseball. 28% said the game itself. 15% said the commercials. 13% said Jennifer Hudson and the Sandy Hook kids. And 9% said Beyonce and Destiny's Child. If you look at the video of the day at DougStephan.com, we'll get the audio at some point during the day on the program. A couple of different stories about the Super Bowl, but the video of the day is the Paul Harvey voice behind So God Made a Farmer,
great,
the Dodge commercial, which is more than wonderful. The family farmer in me just goes to tears when I hear that. So that's that situation. We have lots of things to talk about during this hour, and you'll be the witness of that if you continue to listen to us here on Good Day, 17 after the hour now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you been thinking of a way to make this Valentine's Day extra special? Well, here's an idea for the perfect finishing touch to any Valentine's Day plans. Gourmet, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. No matter what else you have planned, these gourmet dipped strawberries will make it the perfect Valentine's Day. Imagine the smile on her face when, just when she thinks you're out of surprises, you top off her amazing day with a box of juicy, delicious gourmet strawberries. They're freshly dipped in white and milk chocolatey goodness and then covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And because we want this day to be unforgettable for both of you, we're offering our decadent gourmet berries starting at $19.99. That's right, $19.99. But don't wait, because Valentine's Day is next week and this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 800. That's berries.com, secret code 800.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right. The Super Bowl continues in our focus here for a moment because of the television, the Parents Television Council being angry at CBS for letting an F-bomb make it on the air. These people, this is so, get a life, will you? I feel like almost using an expletive myself. With these people. These guys weren't being interviewed. They were excited after the game.
They just won a game. They're a group of 20-something-year-old men who are excited and jumping all over the place, and people are shocked that they're going to throw the F-bomb out. Give me a break. And once, and I did hear it. I heard it was Joe Flacco that said it. Yeah. But... come on. That's the risk you're going to have to take. So if CBS wants to be down on the field, and, you know...
I mean, who's surprised that a guy, a quarterback or anybody else, might use profanity in celebrating the victory? And CBS taking precautions? Why?
Yeah.
It's just nauseous. Get a life. These people need to get a life. Get a GDI.
She would send him a letter.
No, that's all right. Who cares?
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Study just came out and reveals that straight men who watch porn are more likely to support same-sex marriage. Interesting? Yeah. The study also found that straight men who don't watch porn are lying. In a stunning admission, after 2 weeks of denials, Burger King in England, Burger King in England has admitted that it's been selling burgers and whoppers containing horse meat. Yeah. And believe me, you didn't want to know what's in their Philly cheesesteak. That's a whole different thing. Well, people say they first got suspicious when Burger King unveiled the new breakfast menu item, sea biscuits and gravy, right there. They're on, hey. You know what? You know what McDonald's calls horse meat in your food? The McRib.
The big surprise of the night was a power outage at the beginning of the third quarter that plunged about half the stadium into darkness. That's how hard the city of New Orleans parties. Even their football stadiums black out.
Check this out. A new survey found that 17% of men in the Marines would leave if women moved into combat positions. The other 83% of Marines said, wait, we can just leave? Is that an option? Yeah,
doesn't
make any sense.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, as usual, is the funniest in Conan O'Brien. I don't know if we should bring David Letterman back on board or not, just to listen to him.
You know, lately it doesn't seem like David's been quite so, so negative. But, again, I don't really watch him. I only hear the audio here because it's too late.
Yeah, I don't watch him any. Yeah, right. This is the only connection I have to the late night shows.
Too late for our blood.
Right. Somebody who is often funny is Ellen DeGeneres. We monitor the daytime talk shows. Hello.
She's like the early bird special for us.
Right, exactly. So here,
Meatloaf and Ellen, yes.
Her program, she laughs about some of the online dating habits of people.
Boy, there is a lot going on right now, I'll tell you. It is award season. It is flu season. And according to an article I just read, it's online dating season. Yeah? I did not know that. Did you know that there was an online season? There's a season for online dating. A new study says more people sign up for online dating from now until Valentine's Day than any other time. So if you're single, you better hurry. You have 10 more shopping days. I guess in the new year, people want to either join a gym or meet one. I was thinking about it, and would you really want to start dating someone you met online right before Valentine's Day? It's hard enough to give someone a romantic gift when all you know about them is that they're single and own a computer. Then again, it's the coldest time of year. Maybe people are just looking for body heat, not a relationship, you know? But I don't believe there's only one time a year you can find love. It can happen any time when you least expect it, really. I mean, so be open to love all year. Stay positive, and if nothing else works, there's always Craigslist.
All right.
That's great advice.
Right. Now we go to Wendy Williams, who has a daytime talk program on television. Here she talks about the lawsuit against Lady Gaga from one of her former assistants.
That's Lady Gaga. Gaga, who I'm going to champion to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. If Rihanna can't do it, she will. She is being sued by her former assistant. And she's not happy about it. Her former assistant's name is Jennifer O'Neill. And she's claiming that Gaga owes her $393,000 for over 7,000 hours worth of unpaid overtime. Which, I don't know Gaga, but just doesn't seem in her character that she would be that tight, you know? Anyway, Jennifer is alleging many things, including that Gaga made her sleep in the bed with her every single night. Now, we've talked about this. I'm not thinking this is a lesbian thing at all. Gaga just seems like a lot of celebrities, just a very needy person who always has to have people around, which is such a disgusting personality flaw. I just feel that about... about everybody, okay? If you know, not for nothing, if you don't know how to shut the world out and enjoy your own company, you've got a problem. You've got a problem.
All right, so there's Wendy with a take on Lady Gaga. She needed her assistant to sleep with her?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is kind of.
I hate to be a judger, but that's weird.
It's a little strange for all the wrong reasons, probably. 28 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The inauguration may be long over, but that doesn't mean you can't still get the presidential experience all around our nation. When it comes to American history, you want to head to Virginia. They've got a very cool exhibit coming up at the Virginia Historical Society, featuring images of our presidents over the course of 50 years, shot by the official White House photographers. And later this year, the museum in Washington, D.C. will showcase photos and videos from the White House News Photographers Association. Now, if you're a travel buff, you always want to see the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California, where you can actually walk through Air Force One and Marine One. And history enthusiasts will appreciate the upcoming display of George Washington's original copy of the Acts of Congress, including the U.S. Constitution and, not always displayed, the Bill of Rights. The LBJ Presidential Library in Austin has about 45 million historical documents and 650,000 photos, so plan to stay a while. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Going again here, 888-302-3684, which translates to 888-302. Doug, as we move forward in our discussion of what's going on in the world, we spent a lot of time on the Super Bowl and related items in the last half hour, so let's see if we can become a little more diversified, shall we, Jennifer?
Yes, please.
Or diverse?
Diverse. Let's show diversity.
All right, so have you heard the story about the new Oval Office?
Is it oval?
Well, it is, in fact. The president, somehow or other, your tax dollars at work. I'm not sure I understand the reason for this, nor does anybody else.
Creating jobs.
Actually, haven't even really, there's not a, I don't know what there is here. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney was asked by a reporter, is it true that a replica Oval Office is being constructed in the executive office building? And the press secretary wouldn't acknowledge it. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no.
That's
Real Clear Politics broke the news. President's moving to an Oval Office inside the Eisenhower office building. That's across the street from the
White
House.
So he's going to have two Oval Offices then?
Well, I'm not sure. Michael just whispered in my ear there's some sort of construction. You mean construction going on in the old office?
I think I read they're renovating the old one.
Why? Why? What are they? What is there to renovate? The Oval Office is the Oval Office. Anyway.
You know, don't they get to, I mean, when they become president, they get to redecorate anyway, right?
Right. So what are they? What does that mean, they're rebuilding it? Anybody else ever heard or know anything about this? 888-302-3684. So the expense of doing this, they want to have an office for the president over there instead of in the White House? I don't even begin to get that. Who? Why? I don't. What's the story behind the story? Interesting to find out.
We should send out our roving reporter, our Washington, D.C. reporter, Michael Fortier.
Yeah, right, Michael. You can go to the microphone and see what's going on across the street.
Go investigate, will you?
Right. Meanwhile, as long as we're in Washington, Senator McCain under fire for a joke he made on Twitter in which he compared President Ahmadinejad jacket of Iran to a monkey.
Wow.
The idea that the nobody knows whether this is true or not. The Iranians said that they launched a monkey into space.
Mm-hmm.
And so McCain says, so Ahmadinejad jacket wants to be the first Iranian in space. Wasn't he just there last week?
Oh, see, that was funny.
Right.
For John McCain, you have to remember, this is not,
well, here's
a little attempt at humor.
One of his fellow Republicans, a congressman named Justin Amash, back, excuse me, on Twitter saying, maybe you should wisen up and not make racist jokes. Huh?
Wow. So,
was it a racist thing to call Ahmadinejad, he looks like a monkey because he has so much hair in his face?
Wow.
I think me thinks folks need to lighten up a little bit here.
Yeah.
That with the whole business about the F-bomb on CBS and Parents Television Council wanting to sue them because they promised this wouldn't happen and they wouldn't have mics open around these players, yada, yada, yada. Get a life. Will you please get a life? Oi.
In other news.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But then, who am I? I've just been doing this long enough to have gotten something other than a sore bottom sitting here 5 or 6 hours a day. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. I want to give you a word of advice. Valentine's Day is next, what is it, Thursday? Week from this Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Nothing more attractive when you're trying to attract women or men than yellow stained teeth.
Ooh,
would you agree?
Bad move, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So that's why we here on the Good Day program recommend Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a clinically proven whitening system that removes years and years of stains from drinking wine, Jennifer, or coffee, Jennifer. Or
what are you trying to say?
Jennifer.
I know. Those are my three favorite food groups.
I understand. Okay. There you go. It takes the stain off of your teeth in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You heard me correctly. 5 minutes. Power Swabs uses a natural derived coconut tooth detergent from coconut oil. It works to dissolve the stains on your teeth and then whitens them without the annoying sensitivity factor. You know what that's all about. You put those trays in your mouth, leave them there for an hour. Your gums get very sensitive, very unpleasant, and they don't work that well anyway. Power Swabs, on the other hand, works on all surfaces, including caps, crowns, and veneers. Your teeth are guaranteed to be 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's Day and your kiss. If you do what they tell you to do, follow the directions. Try it now. Order at 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Try it risk-free and save 50% off the retail price by telling them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Nothing says love like a nice white smile. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Hot chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burps of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Simply stated, we are into lots of things that normally you wouldn't have as discussion topics. For example, the story behind the story of immigration reform. A lot of people are looking at Fox, because they're opinion makers when it comes to the right of center, most popular cable channel. And so the question is whether they'll get on board with the rabble-rousers who want to have no immigration. We got to deport them all, and we've got to lock them up if they're here. And positions.
It's so impossible to do that.
Right. Well, it is impossible. Anyway, so you remember that Rupert Murdoch, who runs Fox News,
mm-hmm.
is an Australian.
Yes, he is.
He became a naturalized U.S. citizen and has, along the way, because he went about it the right way, become an outspoken advocate for immigration reform
mm-hmm.
and mass legalization of the undocumented immigrants. He is a partner with Mayor Bloomberg in New York when it comes to being vocal and visible on this.
Mm-hmm.
So he went around, he didn't try to skip any of the steps. He did what was supposed to be done. But now he thinks we ought to change our position. You got to wonder whether his personal views will percolate through the network or at least temper criticism of those who don't share the feeling that, like the folks from FAIR, the Ira Melman, aren't they having another, I think Bob Dane, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, works for FAIR, and they're frequently on Fox. They don't want legalization. And certainly, they don't want the plan that President Obama and the bipartisan group put before everybody last week. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out.
I'm telling you, but you want me to solve the problems of the world in a few words?
Yeah.
Sales tax. You won't have to ever worry about immigration again because you're taking the cheese off the table. The little mice won't come running for the cheese if they actually have to pay for stuff when they're here.
Yeah.
Get rid of the IRS, make it a sales tax system, and you will solve immigration problems.
That's why Jennifer Horn is here, because she agrees with me. How's that?
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I thought it was interesting, though, to look at the various hosts who are on Fox. Sean Hannity is in favor of this bill. That's about a 180-degree turn from where he was before.
Wow.
Bill
mm-hmm.
O'Reilly, who endorsed Rubio's principles overwhelmingly. Charles Krauthammer posted saying something needs to be done. There are a lot of people who are just on board this that are connected here and there. So, let's see what happens. This hostage situation that came to an end yesterday with the rescue of the 5-year-old boy
and his kidnapper,
I guess he just got shot. Is that what happened?
Yeah, they just took him out. They had a camera in there, is what they were saying, that they could monitor. I have no idea, but they were able to monitor this guy's every move. That's how they knew he had a gun. And then they would, pass things to him, like cheese and crackers for the little boy.
Nobody knows why he did this.
This
is one of those things where the news media is like happy to call him a paranoid survivalist. What does that mean?
Then why did he take a little boy? I mean, you can be a survivalist and just go into isolation. You don't need to take a little kid.
Another example of somebody who psychologically shouldn't have been able to get a gun. Did he get mm-hmm. the gun before he went off the deep end? Another question, but at any rate, he just went onto a school bus and grabbed his kid.
Yep.
No connection. There's still no real reason. Anybody, have you seen anything?
I haven't. I mean, at first my mind goes to the worst, thinking, okay, he's a predator, but I don't know if that was the case within this. I mean, I think they were able to keep, they monitored the situation. I'm not sure exactly what happened or why he kept him.
888-302-3684. The annual study of national driving patterns suggests that you and other Americans like you spent 5.5 billion additional hours sitting in traffic last year. The Transportation Institute released the report finding Americans are adapting to road congestion by allowing on average an hour to make a trip that would take 20 minutes without traffic. Certainly that's the case here in Los Angeles. And so in addition to all the time spent, it cost the American public $121 billion in the value of the time and the fuel that's wasted, because companies will not do this staggered for whatever the reason. So open up your business at 6 o'clock. Have people report for duty at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and spread it out from 5 or 6 in the morning until 8 or 9 at night. What? Why does that take a genius to figure out? Why are people so married to 9 to 5? I don't work a 9 to 5 job and never have it, and neither of you.
You're right. Stagger it out.
Why not? Why isn't that something that's easy enough? What is it that makes us so tied to 8 to 5 or 9? My insurance company, 8:30 to 4. Huh? Why? What is it? What's the magic about that? You don't think people can call you at 7 o'clock to do business? Well, we have to have people there. Sure, so I have them come in at 11. Do you need everybody there at 9? It's a mindset that's mindless. That would be the way I'd read it. What say you?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the things for sure is offer companies incentives,
yeah.
Tax incentives if they change people's schedules. Because in places like L.A., gridlock.
Well, it's not only gridlock, but how much, if you're so damn concerned about the atmosphere, you got all these right. cars sitting there idling for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, how much is that costing you? There's no leadership. There's no idea. What is wrong with people thinking a little eensy-teensy bit out of the box? I've got to go to work at 9 o'clock. Why? Mm-hmm. What do you have to go to work at 9 o'clock for? Jennifer and I are up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles, and we're doing fine. Speak for yourself, Doug.
We're fine. Yes, sir.
It's true.
Manipulate your schedule, you can do it.
10 most congested cities. Number one most congested city is Washington, beating out Los Angeles for the first time. San Francisco, Oakland is number 3. New York is 4. Boston, 5. Houston, 6. Atlanta, 7. Chicago, 8. Philadelphia, 9. Seattle is the 10th most congested city in the United States as far as driving is concerned. Wow-ee, 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 wow-ee. It's 12 before the hour and good day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Okay, so I'm looking at Lindsay Lohan, decided she's going to pay her lawyer.
Well, isn't that nice?
Where'd she get the money? Mm-hmm. More interesting, do you find this Justin Timberlake thing about Britney Spears, his ex-girlfriend? What is that? What's the story with that?
Well, that actually was pretty big on social media yesterday. Justin Timberlake denied reports that he called Britney Spears, which, you know, they had that relationship for quite a while, his yeah. ex-girlfriend Britney, a B-word during his DirecTV Super Bowl concert in New Orleans on Saturday. According to reports, just before Justin sang Cry Me a River, which is said to be inspired by his split from Britney, he told the crowd, "Sometimes in life you think you found the one, but then one day you find that she is just some hmm.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down.
Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
They do canting in Jewish ceremonies.
I don't.
You have never been to a synagogue?
No.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You gotta, sometimes, and I'm not. There's nothing connected to this except the real suggestion. If you get to a synagogue and participate in a, I think that's true of
everybody.
Am
I allowed in? Can you just go in?
Yeah, you can go in. Yeah, you can go in. I think it's the same. I don't know if you can just go into a mosque. For a Muslim ceremony. I think people who are true religionists ought to go to all the ceremonies and all the different types of churches and synagogues and buildings of houses of worship and kind of get an idea of what people are like. What are they doing?
I'd be interested. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought about that at this moment in time, because this is our Tech Talk portion of the program, 54 past the hour.
Tech Talk in synagogue.
Yes, right.
On Good Day.
Bring your computer to the synagogue, or your iPad anyway. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter here on Tech Talk, and today he's going to talk about the Super Bowl, which generated more tweets than Barack Obama defeating Mitt Romney in November. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the numbers are in, and it turns out that the Ravens were not the only big winners in the big game. Viewers took to Twitter in droves, sending over 24.1 million tweets during the Super Bowl. By comparison, when Barack Obama defeated Mitt Romney in November, that six-hour window generated 23 million tweets. This year's Super Bowl exceeded that number by over a million. Beyonce's halftime show generated 5.5 million of those tweets, averaging 268,000 per minute by the end of her performance. The other big moment, the blackout generated over 230,000 tweets per minute. Advertisers were smart and capitalized. Twitter was mentioned in just about half of the 52 national commercials that aired during the game. But the best Twitter moment of the night belonged to Oreo, who tweeted, "You can still dunk in the dark. So, Baltimore, you can keep the Lombardi trophy, but cookie or cream, we should all remember who the true champ was." Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hot chops sticking to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burps to berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Did you wake up early today for your new spinning class? Tweet about it and then get tweets back. There's a new study from the University of South Carolina, Jennifer, showing using Twitter as a support network can help people lose weight. Researchers looking at some very heavy men and women over a six-month period, and the more they shared their stories, the more inspired they were to lose weight. If you want to get more, check out the link in the story from today's show at DougStefan.com.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working 1 hour among OTC brand and antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.